Everybody. Hey. So, as usual, we recorded, and honestly, to be fair, we didn't have an episode that said, "Oh, nothing happened." A lot actually happened.
Yeah, true, we had content,
but unfortunately, the day after, even more shit happened. So we decided we don't want to wait too long to put this out because it's just too good. more stuff happened with Kanye, so we're doing a little bit of an extra Snark Tank episode, just because why not? It's just too good. But there won't be any questions today. This is just going to be like kind of an hour just catching up to the news, because we covered Kanye on Tim Pool's show in the proper show, and so that's done. Now we're going to focus on his Alex Jones interview and everything that happened that day. And before we get into it, though, I just want to point out that we are doing extra episodes of Snark Tank every week. There is a God of War kind of spoiler cast type discussion thing over on the Patreon. That's exclusive. That is there. And there will be more of those as the weeks progress. Just getting that out there before we get into it, just so people know what's up. But
hey.
But man, we thought we covered everything, man. We thought, okay, he went on Tim Pool's show.
We thought.
I guess that's about as crazy as it's going to get. But of course, the next day, or maybe like a day or two later, he went on Alex Jones's show not with Milo this time. He went with Nick Fuentes, though.
Yes.
And I don't even know how to begin with this.
Okay. y'all want me to do it? Want me to jump into the shit?
You know what's interesting though? I was so busy doing other things, preparing for that latest cover and stuff. I was so not focused on social media that to get my daily little bit of politics, just a little dose of politics, I'll watch Philip DeFranco's thing now, and he'll just cover some of things that I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And the first thing he mentioned was this. And I opened Twitter, and then it was just hell.
Chaos. it was absolutely... So how happened for me was I was recording Sacred Symbols, and I have Twitter open when I record Sacred Symbols just in case, like, some news happens that's, like, video game related, so we can bring it into the show. And I saw on the trending tab, especially Hitler was trending. And I was like, what is this? I have to know. And I was not can I tell you, I blew my voice out that day laughing. I laughed for, I think, 2 hours straight at the clips that I was seeing, because it never let up. There was always, every time you thought that was the end of it, there was another video. That's or like there was one. Another thing he said, or there was another clip, or like, it was the best birthday gift I could have possibly been handed. This is
your
amazing.
Your birthday is really soon. Also, happy almost birthday, Chris.
It's in 2 days, and this is the best. This is the best.
So
this
happy
is
almost birthday. I'm glad you're happy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're probably feeling a little different.
I was really sad at first because you know, Kanye West being arguably one of the most influential hip hop artists ever is now having a moment where there was a time where Kanye was vocally pro gay rights, and now the whatever's left there, whatever that is just so up his own ass that let's not get sad. There's a lot of funny.
There's a lot of funny first. Let me just set the stage. I'm sure everybody knows about this. We're not, like, introducing anybody to this. So I just want this to be just, like, a kind of like a community reveling in what this is. Kanye showed up to Alex Jones's show on InfoWars live with Nick Fuentes. It's him, like, 7 feet across the room from Alex Jones, who's 7 feet across Nick Fuentes. Kind of weird when you consider that, because I kind of assume that You see that on news networks now, but that was always like a COVID thing, you know, like to separate people like 6 feet distance or whatever. So it's weird seeing
they were in person, they were a little closer, but usually they have the whole thing, you know, where like everybody's
One place. When they're in person now, like they're actually spread apart, like more than normal because the COVID thing. It's interesting to see that in Alex Jones's situation because you'd assume they wouldn't give a shit. But he shows up and he's dressed in like... So he has a jacket on with a bunch of logos. I don't know what the jacket is. But he has, like, this mask over his face. And it's not, like, a COVID mask. It's not, like, a Halloween mask. It's just this...
It's a Kanye mask.
Yeah. It's literally
fashion statement-ass stupid fucking mask.
Yeah, he said, I want to control my image so no one can control my image. But, like, he's... Basically, he's completely obscured. It's like a black suit Spider-Man suit without the eyes. It's literally just black over his face. And he's in gloves, and he's just like ranting and raving about just all sorts of just bizarre. He's talking about Jesus, and he's talking about how there were African Americans here before the Pilgrims, and it's like, what's going on? And Alex Jones, more than once, is stunlocked. He has
Alex Jones, guys. America, podcast listeners.
Yeah.
This is Alex Jones.
You can't shut this guy
earlier
up for nothing.
This year, if you guys watched his fucking trial, you'd be... Alex Jones is a fucking buffoon. I think Alex Jones played the part of crazy till his chemistry got altered and he actually became crazy. But Alex Jones several times was like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
He tried so many times he tried so many times to save him. He gave him a rope so many times. It's like, nah, it's not fair that they call you a Nazi. Like, you shouldn't be called a Nazi. You shouldn't be demonized like that. It's not fair. And Kanye unironically goes like, well, I see a lot of good things about the Nazis as well.
And he straight up said, I'm a Nazi. How about that?
Yeah, and it was making Alex Jones angry. Like, Alex Jones was like, he was like, now I'm getting sick of being called Nazi because I'm not. But and then he goes like, I think people are being falsely accused and those people are going to become Nazis. And then Kanye is like, I am one.
Look at
and
me.
It's like, what the fuck is going on?
He literally said, everybody has their own values, right? Everybody brings science to the table.
Especially Hitler. Here's the thing. I see like the hippie thing that he's trying to do where he's like, oh, I love everybody. Even the worst of us have value. But like, no, it's one thing to say that.
I barely agree with that.
That's what he thinks he's saying.
Yeah, maybe.
And it's like, because that's what it is. It's like, I love Jewish people, but I also love Nazis, he said also. And it's like, I know what you think you're saying. But it's so, like, you have to be very stupid to say it that way. Because he's also saying, like, it's one thing to say that, right? But then it's another thing to follow it up with, everybody has value, especially Hitler. Especially, like, even if you were to say Hitler, you could say, even Hitler, you know, even Hitler painted or anything.
You got to exemplify how much of a shit person Hitler was and include him.
Well, see,
even a freaking piece of shit like Hitler had some sort of value.
But the way what he's saying is like, he's saying everybody has value, but Hitler has more.
Yeah, because he's top tier.
He literally made the joke we made unironically about how Nazis had good fashion, but this motherfucker said it in front of everyone.
Well, no, like, that was another way that Alex Jones was trying to save him. Because Alex Jones was like, now you're probably just talking about the Hugo Boss outfits, right? Like that's what you like, because everybody like they're
They're good outfits.
So that's something that everybody can, and even like Alex Jones is like, most people are like, yeah, that's what you mean, right? And he goes like, no, there's a lot of things I love about Hitler. He said it that way too. Like it is such a like I could not believe what was happening when I was watching. I was sweating. I fell out of my chair.
I was watching it, and I was you know how in the modern world everybody's like, oh my god, when I get really nervous I dissociate. Like I was like, you know, the white girl moments here, like I'm going through something so hard, it's just gonna traumatize me. I was watching it and I swear to god I dissociated. And I thought I was watching like Dragon Tales or some shit. I was like, this is just impossible what I'm seeing. So I'm gonna control the narrative what I'm viewing.
It feels impossible. It feels like because Kanye West has been an icon for a long time. Or not like necessarily an icon, but he's been like a public figure for a very, very, very long time.
Wild, dude.
And so he's been parodied a ton, right? Like, I remember the South Park episode where he's like the gay fish episode. And that episode feels so much tamer.
By miles.
By a lot.
Imagine what they could do to him now.
They can't do anything to him now.
No,
because what could you possibly do?
There's nothing.
I guess it just stinks.
He's probably just gonna stink now. No, it's just more like he's just overstepped. You couldn't out crazy this. Kanye West is in a fucking home invader outfit on Alex Jones talking about how Hitler had tremendous value. And how, like, there's another thing where it's like, Alex Jones is talking and he's saying like, I think the Nazis were evil thugs or whatever. And Kanye is like, now I don't. We got to stop dissing the Nazis, also.
Yeah.
And you can see Alex Jones. This is what he does. This is what he does. He goes. He finished what he's saying, and then Kanye is speaking off to the side, and he goes, like he's meditating. Like he's like, what is? How did I let this? There's even a point towards the end where he goes like, now you say that, but the point is, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, you gotta truly set that up because what happened before that was, and this is what's so beautiful about this whole segment. Kanye pulls out some props. He pulls out a net and a yoo-hoo, and he's specifically talking about Benjamin Netanyahu, right? The leader of Israel, president, prime minister, whatever you call. And then he starts making this little kid voice, and Alex Jones is so fucking stunned. That's when he just like, I don't even know what to, he gives up. He fucking gives up. And the best thing about Kanye even memeing, quote unquote memeing Netanyahu is that he'd only known about him for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've only heard about this guy,
which is astounding. Like, I don't.
Netanyahu's a character I've been hearing about since I was a kid.
He's been around for a minute.
I've been hearing
about Benjamin Netanyahu since at least high school, and I am 20. I'm about to be 29. You know,
dude, so I feel like he had some sort of place in politics before he became the president. Because I remember hearing that. Because I remember how funny his name sounded.
Yeah.
When I was in like middle school, and I was just like, this guy's name's Netanyahu. That's wild.
Can you fucking imagine what it's like to be the CEO of Yoohoo right now? Really think about this for a moment. Like, Yoohoo, I don't think I've seen a Yoohoo advertisement since like elementary school. Sincerely, I don't
know. A lot of people do.
No, but that's why. That's what I'm saying. This is a drink that like people still drink it, right? Like, it's clearly still around. It's clearly still popular enough to get around. And so to me, it's like I haven't seen a Yoohoo advertisement. I haven't really seen it in popular culture in any way. They are a company that really does just kind of coast by on inertia. They're like, we're here. People know about us. They like us. They'll drink us when they need to. We don't need to do anything. They stay out of the public eye so well that I forgot that they were even a fucking real company. Okay? And then all of a sudden
can't make this shit up, man.
Yoohoo is trending. What? And there's a great little clip, a great little image of a bottle of Yoohoo on Alex Jones's show, right next to the InfoWars logo, with Nick Fuentes and Kanye West, as Kanye West is praising Hitler and the Nazi regime. Imagine what's going on in that office.
You can't like, make
what?
This shit up.
We
you
didn't
can't.
Do anything. The least controversial company. Why did we?
You know, what's crazy? It's not even his name. Isn't even Net and Yoohoo.
Yeah, it's Yahoo.
It doesn't,
Yahoo.
Even, it doesn't even work.
He was just so lazy. He couldn't like maybe grab something that has Yahoo on it or something.
Yeah,
Yahoo.com.
Yeah, Yahoo's a real. You got to imagine the CEO of Yahoo's like, oh my god, oh,
thank
oh fuck.
We're hanging on by a fucking thread.
He calls Yoohoo. He's like, hey, guys, sorry. He's like, fuck you. This should have been your problem. He's like, nah, man.
He really did a fucking Elmo voice for Annette, and he was talking to me like, I'm Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm going to take everything from you. I'm going to take your family away from you. I'm going to fucking. And I'm just like, this is insane. Like, it's sad, right? Like, there is a
tension. Of course it is.
There is an
of
element.
Course.
There is obviously an element of sadness to it because he is clearly insane. Like, he's a broken person. His mind is fucked. But for me, the situation becomes funny purely because he's had such a long leash at this point. He's had so many opportunities to – and he's fucking so rich. He has access to all the help that like so many people don't, right? This could have been avoided 10 times over for a long period of time. And Kanye is aware of – Kanye's aware of this, by the way. He's given interviews about how like, yeah, I have bipolar and sometimes I get crazy and I think everybody's out to get me and everything's a conspiracy. And like he's aware of it.
The thing is this, right? He has those problems, right? What happens is he has these problems and in his mind he genuinely believes that his moments of rambling and his moments of acting out is supposed to be organic for him. He's like, oh, I'm supposed to. This is how my brain works. He doesn't understand that he's having episodes. These are just episodes.
No, he does know that.
He knows they're episodes, but he thinks
it's
that
fine. He thinks he's supposed to be having
that's
them.
That's the thing. Like
that's what I'm trying to. So sorry if I didn't exactly illustrate that correctly. Yeah. He knows what he has problems. But
he thinks his potential is being suppressed when he's medicated, and particularly by his Jewish doctor. Which is unfortunate.
At the end of the day, I really hope that I don't think he's. I think he, as an artist, as everything, he's definitely like this is a huge hit to who.
No, it's
he
not a huge
is.
Hit. He's done.
It's a huge hit to who he is, right? And maybe
he's
he
done.
Can get some traction back if he actually gets help.
No, dude. No, you're crazy.
No. If he actually gets help,
I'm not coping right now.
I'm not fucking with him. I'm not fucking with him no more ever. This is it. But maybe if he gets help and he's like, hey, I was off my medication for a while.
Sweet, you don't understand. It's not that people wouldn't want to give him a second chance. They can't. The industry cannot fuck with him. Like, he's done. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where people would be willing to forgive Kanye because people forgive celebrities for fucking anything. They'll do it. Chris Brown is celebrated all the time for beating multiple women.
Chris Brown is
literally
fine.
If you look on the internet, there's a large portion of the internet that says he's based for what he did. Like, he's fine.
Dude, there were people talking about Kanye like that, too. Like, Ben Shapiro was like, I don't like this guy now because I'm Jewish. and his comments were all like, nah, he's talking sense. And it's like, this is why, by the way, this is why, like, when people were like, oh, man, Chris, why'd you get, why'd you distance yourself from fucking rhytoids or whatever? It's like, this is why. Because people like this are everywhere.
They're defending this shit, bro.
The right will defend their homies to the death. It's wild.
Something took off that I didn't read too much into it because I was like very busy and I'm like, I don't have time for this shit. But somebody said something like, oh, yeah, what Kanye and all of them have done is pretty whatever. I guess it's a little bad, but I can't believe you would have any sympathy. Because I said in one of my videos that I can't even imagine what Kim Kardashian is going through, you know, being, you know, having kids with this motherfucker, like, and like having to deal with like your dad is going. Basically, I was talking about I feel bad for that scenario because their family is obviously torn apart. So this person was like, I can't believe you would have any sympathy for her. She's the Balenciaga. And then she's letting off murderers or some shit, like, because, you know, she's like getting.
Oh, yeah, she's like a lawyer or something, right?
Yeah, she's advocating for
dipping her. She's dipping her hands in law and advocating for people that so, genuinely a lot of them didn't do what they were going through.
Look, I've been looking. I'll be real. I feel bad for their kids for sure. Because that's
well, I feel bad for but Kim like, as well.
I can't feel bad for her. She's too rich for me to feel bad for her.
That's
I'm sorry.
So insane. I mean, that doesn't that's really... so insane. That's so you're literally humanly like I am. That's your opinion. At the end of the day, you know, you're welcome to
how
have it.
How the fuck am I gonna feel bad for Kim Kardashian?
Because right now
her kids,
the person she was married to that she loved for a while is literally losing their mind on public in the media.
That's his
horrible.
Problem.
No, it's not his. It's not only his problem, Chris.
It ain't hers,
Chris.
She's taking $200,000 a month from him,
Chris. Chris, if you had a mental breakdown on camera, and even though it's not any of your friends' problems, they're gonna feel for you.
Yeah, because I'm not.
Even if you were rich, that isn't. That's still human. That's a human thing. She's still human, somewhat.
Let me tell you something. When Mark Zuckerberg snaps, and when Elon Musk snaps, and when Jeff Bezos snaps, I'm having a party on all those days.
That's
like I cannot. I'm sorry.
Let's just put the scenario. You personally get $1 billion. You know, this is all obviously fairy tale bullshit. You get $1 billion. You fucking get divorced, and you have a messy thing, and your kids hate you. It's just like. You don't think anybody would would you personally feel like, yeah, nobody should feel sorry for me because I have billions of dollars?
Like, I think in the grand scheme of things, absolutely, yeah. Because, like, absolutely. Because, like, yeah, that sucks, but I can rebuild my life in a way that no one else fucking can. I can recover from this in a way that absolutely no one on this fucking, on the face of this planet can, aside from me and, like, a specific handful of other people. Like, that's how I view it. It's like, yeah, that sucks, and you can feel, obviously, like, interpersonally, maybe your family and, like, your friends and all that. But, like, generally speaking, I would not raise it. I would not be like, guys, let's have a moment of silence for fucking, I don't know,
We ain't doing that for Kim either, man.
The fuck? I'm just like, dang, I feel bad. This woman's ex-husband's
it's
having a fucking
just like,
exploding.
He's it's like just blowing like an, up. It's like
yeah, but she's also taking so much money from him that it's that's kind of the thing. Also, it's like
but
she's
yeah,
taking $200K a month from him.
But the money is money. We get it. Money is the root of all problems and stuff like that. We get it. But like
that's not what I'm saying.
Still
that's
humanness.
No, that's separate from what I'm saying is she feels terrible, right? She's like, oh, my ex-husband's going through a fucking mental breakdown. He just lost like billions of dollars, literally. I feel so bad that I'm then going to take $200,000 a month from him.
No, I will
what?
Say that is
what
no,
does
I will
she
say that
need
is,
that for? She's fucking loaded. She's way richer. She doesn't need that.
I will say on that point, you're 1,000%
right. I understand
that.
Like she's taking
I've
money
also
from him.
100% the whole. Alimony and the whole system involving that needs to be worked. You know, it needs to be dismantled and refigured. This is also why
I don't feel bad for Kim because it's like
no, that's
she,
what, I understand
she clearly
that.
Doesn't feel all that bad about it either.
No, in that perspective, like, I totally agree with you. In that perspective, I agree with you. It's still, I guess, just in a sense that when you think about how it even got to this place in the first place.
Right.
Where Kanye not wanting to stay medicated is what inevitably led to the downfall. Because if you remember when he was campaigning a couple years ago, whenever it was, and he had the bulletproof vest on, he started crying and saying all this, Kim cheated or something. He started saying all this dirty laundry shit, and he started crying. And that was the final straw, and then she divorced. And so it's like maybe if Kanye actually believed in the medication and did it. Who knows who the fuck he was talking to that tried to wean him? Because there's a lot of people out there that exist. They always try to say, oh, depression is fake, man. You just need to pull yourselves up and get some sun. I'm like, shut the fuck up, man.
People that say shit like that are just completely.
Go to the gym, man.
They're literally destroying people's minds, but it's just like. You gotta.
Like somebody told him that. Somebody convinced him that he was going to be medicated.
With faith in God, you'll be able to get away through this. And it's like,
right, 100%. It's like,
bro,
literally.
Shut
literally
up.
That. That's so
like,
fucked.
Like there is so much wrong with that mentality of having that and using that against someone who is sick, because they're already sick. Their brain's already compromised from all the bullshit they're going through, that you are going to single-handedly put them in a worse situation, which is just extremely, that's evil to me in my brain. It's like, God, it's just fuck, you're fucking evil. No, you think you're great, like every religious person thinks. They think they're a hero of the story and they're great people, but if there's a God, a lot of the people that are so devout, you guys got a funny joke about they played on y'all at the end of time. But
oh yeah, dude, man, if God's real, they're all gonna be fucking the ass so hard.
A lot of them are gonna be like,
the ass so fucking yo. Hard, man. Constantly, no lube, all eternity, ass fucking, but not by the devil. God specifically is gonna lube up it. No lube. He's going to
be like, yo, y'all suck. Y'all just abandon people and talk down to people. Y'all don't give the charity for the right reasons. Y'all, it's growing up religious. Oh Lord, just the shit that I would hear from people within those religious groups. Shit that you would see and you would hear about, they wouldn't let them play with me because I didn't go to religious school, right? I went to church, but I didn't go to religious school. I went to public school, so they wouldn't play with me. But her daughter and some other guy's daughter, who are 13 years old, got pregnant, had an abortion already. But 100%. I was a sinner kid because I went to public school and I played Pokemon and I liked hip hop music. I was a fine kid.
You're a degenerate, and you need to go to a Sunday church with Kanye and shit like
and
that.
If I start doing that shit again,
remember that his Sunday service.
Yeah, he will.
You think he's gonna start doing that shit again?
Oh, he must. He's gonna start a cult, I think, because that's his only. Yeah. That's really the only way out of this. He's gonna do like some Jared Leto Island or whatever, and he's just gonna get people on board with it. I think it's just, I don't know, man. It's a shame.
I've never said this before about most people. They need to forcibly medicate this motherfucker, bro. They need to capture this dude, put him in a facility, and medicate him and give him force. So physical, like psychological therapy.
No, because that's just gonna confirm.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I think eventually it might
because his fans, because the people who like him now are gonna be like, look what they captured him. Nah, it's a fucking deep state.
Shoot them. 100%.
Shoot those people.
It's the same reason why
what
you
do
don't
you mean?
See
you can't do the gay and take a gun out and like walk away.
I think it's the same reason why you don't really see high profile assassinations anymore in the same way. Like, because I think people. Like Epstein is the most recent one, and that was because that was like that was DEFCON, like that was like
necessary. DEFCON
that was so,
fucking,
yeah. It was like they would
one or five, whichever one is the most important.
It's very clear that they like whoever they is, you know. I have no idea. I sincerely don't. But you know, whoever they is, it's like we would rather everybody kind of just understand that this dude was killed mysteriously by some random force outside of general public knowledge. Then all of that information be available to the public. You know what I mean? That was right. Like that was a weighted. It's like, listen, man, we're not gonna play this. We're just fuck him. Like people will be conspiratorial about it. Whatever. They're not gonna find us because he's gonna be dead. And I think
that's a beautiful moment.
Yeah, when everybody just understood.
It was a beautiful moment, but nothing came out of it. That's something
I know.
Sad
yeah,
about
no,
that.
Well, it kind of did, at least that it because there was one thing that always annoyed me with people that. They never, for some reason, everybody believes in the serial killers that are just petty. And what I mean, that low level, like, say, your Jeffrey Dahmer, like, those people, they're regular people. They're not rich, elite people. For some reason, once you get to, like, the highest forms of, like, elite power, government, and influence, for some reason, people think, like, weird shit like this doesn't happen. Even though regular people kill people all the fucking time.
Who thinks that really?
A lot
though?
Of people. They
I don't
dismiss
think
fucking.
That. I
yes,
think,
absolutely.
I think
that's why
we think
the whole.
That.
Hold
I think
on,
we
Swing.
Think that.
No. That's why it was such a revelation when it was like, oh, look what happened. Publicly, everybody understood that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. It was like a wild thing that we all came together and there was no rifts and disagreements or shunning people. You're just a conspiracy theorist. That shit would happen all
yeah,
the fucking
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no one would think you were a conspiracy theorist for thinking that obvious thing. Like,
yeah, like, it was a thing, but like I always say to people that why can't a rich maniacal fuck do a bunch of things to kill people and it's a conspiracy, but then some low-level thug or somebody in the cartel will assassinate a bunch of people and it's just regular life?
What confused me about that? Like, I can there's conspiracy shit that I've just known that I was told when I was a little kid that I ended up being so right that my brain was just like, oh yeah, there's a ton of lies.
Oh, yeah.
In the world. Like when I remember my uncle told me that Reagan put drugs and that Reagan used drugs like to destroy the black and brown communities. When I was a kid, I was told that, right? And I remember bringing it up in school and my teacher being like, that sounds ridiculous. There's no proof of that. And then like, as I become an adult, like a bunch of proof of it is revealed. And I was just like, well, I guess I'm just, these are facts. Some things are just facts.
Yeah, I mean, some things seem wild, but then some people will say things that make sense, like a lot of the guns that seeped into, say, in a lot of
the Middle Eastern
and
countries
under and impoverished, the impoverished areas during, like, you know,
the 70s and 80s
and a little bit towards the early 90s and stuff. And people would say things like, you know, there's no gun manufacturers. These guns aren't being manufactured
they're
here.
These
drugs that are ending up here are not being manufactured. How the fuck do you think they got here? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, it was just kind of getting me like, oh, yeah. Obviously, people are importing them, and it's not the niggas on the block. They live in the block.
Yeah.
They can't be importing them.
Those confuse me so much, and everybody's like telling me like I'm – because like the world is probably telling me I'm crazy, but I'm like, this makes too much sense. This makes too much sense for you to, like, you can't tell me this isn't real.
But I guess there are people that probably don't believe it.
There's some people that
don't want to talk about certain things that I understand because maybe it's too sensitive, right? Like, say, even like things that, like, no, seriously. One of my favorite subjects to talk about with people is when I say, and I say, I don't even say it as, all I say is, isn't it interesting if I'm one of the very few people that have, like, looked into, like, say, the 9/11 Commission report and, like, read the shit, see what was that and what they left out, and they left out a lot of stuff, and families trying to sue. It's like a weird fucking disaster. And I always say to people, I'm like, isn't it weird that if you look at some of the conspiracy theories that Occam's Razor, there's more plausibility to some of the conspiracy theories than how fucking wild this book is? And all I say is, like, how inconfident is this fucking piece of shit? And I feel like it's a nice conversation to have. But if you start saying that to people, some people start freaking out.
I will say, I think it's been long enough It's been long enough now that I think people are a little bit more like, because for a while there, it was really hard to convince anybody that 9/11 wasn't fishy for some reason. But now it's like, I think people can look at it and be like, that was weird.
What's weird for
it
me?
Was
like,
weird that it was. I mean, it is. I'm not claiming to know what the fuck, because I don't fucking know.
And that's the point.
It seems fishy.
You can at least point out that there's things that happen, like even in Occam's Razor sense, where like that. How could that have happened? Like, there's some things that happen.
It's fucking
where I'm like,
weird,
I don't even. To this day, there's so many phenomenons that happen on that one single day. Like, when does that happen in history ever? And so I just kind of like be like, well, maybe it did. Maybe it was just one of those times where you fucking threw a bunch of pens in the air and they all landed. Fucking, you know, like they just
straight up. You're just like.
The thing to me is always the extrapolation, like there's like a weird thing that happens. I think most people are just not conspiratorial, and maybe they just don't care. They're not really all that invested. Right. And it's like fucking whatever. I don't care. And then there are people, and then there are people who are like, yeah, something's up. But I know that looks weird, and I think these things might connect in some way, but I obviously can't know. And then there are people who are like, these things connect, therefore this other completely random thing. And those are a lot of people. Like, I don't know if it's like the majority necessarily, but a lot, like, it's the same reason that goes like, I mean, you could back it up to religion as well, where it's like, oh, I feel guilty about doing this. I feel guilty about doing something. Therefore, there must be an ultimate good. And therefore, he doesn't like it when I masturbate. And it's like, what? Wow. I feel like you jumped really, really, really hard in that last one.
It's the floodgates, right? What happens is this, right? If you start, let's say right now, right? Right now, we're all doing a podcast. Then just in, the first actual scientifically credible ghost opens up. We found the first ghost, right? We find out about the first, like, actual ghost, right?
Well, there's an interview on Larry King. Larry King is the ghost.
Now, how many moments of your life are you going to be like, wait a minute, that was weird? And as the floodgate opens, that whole boom, then that was weird. Holy
shit,
you're
right.
That
you're
happened.
Right, yeah.
That was weird too. What the? Like, that's why I stay away. Like, I watched.
Hey, on
the
subject of ghosts, though. All right. So every time you see ghosts, right, or people see ghosts, anytime you see videos or anything,
they're always white. Why are they always white?
Well, they're always white, but they also have clothes.
Victorian.
Are there ghost clothes? Because when you die, why would the fuck would your clothes become? Like,
because your clothes become part of you. Your clothes become part of you at that moment.
Why?
Right?
Why the fuck?
Because you bled on it. You bled on it, dude. Or you died in
it,
bro.
It's not even a part of you at all. Why the fuck would your clothes
fall
you
died in it, dude. This is easy math. Stop asking stupid questions.
This is easy. Stop asking dumb questions,
bro. Come on, let's go.
That's always been a fucking dumbass. Fucking, I hated that. I hate it. And it's always like Victorian era clothing. You know what I mean? Or like
I die right now and I'm dressed in some fucking Victorian drip. I'm like, hey, yo, these silk threads.
There's never a ghost in like a Good Kid, Mad City shirt, or like a fucking Weird Al t-shirt. You know what I mean?
There's never a ghost in just some shorts and a t-shirt.
And for real though, where are all the ghosts if billions of motherfuckers existed? Like,
that's
you would
the
think
thing.
There'd
that's
be
the
ghosts
thing.
Like cramped. Like, there's a ghost right
I
now.
I saw some guy
in my face
is
right now.
I saw somebody with a theory that said like a huge supernatural event happened in the Victorian era that allows for ghosts that are not possible now. So if you die now, you can't be a ghost. But like they have a. I saw that once and I was like, that's funny as fuck.
Well, it's
like I can't disprove that.
It's the idea that the world's less magical than it was. That's the thing. It's like the world is way less magical than it was.
Yeah, once
some magical shit. Some magical shit can't happen no more because there's no more magic here.
I remember
we all less magical. The more technology, less magic.
You are blowing my mind right now because this is. I remember being in church and we would read about all these miracles about like turning water into wine and like parting the Red Sea and like all this crazy shit. And I remember being a really little kid and asking somebody in my church. I don't remember who it was. It was like an adult, some figure that I vaguely trusted. I remember saying, like, these all sound really wild. Why is there no, like, video of this happening again? Like, why – if it happened, like, why can't it happen again? And the response was, well, you just have to believe it and it will happen.
Yes.
And I remember being like, oh, that's...
Oh, thanks.
I remember I didn't have the vocabulary at the time, but I remember feeling like the general gist of the thought that went through my mind is like, that's really convenient that that's the case. Because
you
I would love to
it.
See this.
You
I would love to see it. This shit happen. I would
you
love to see
it. You don't get it. That's the problem.
I want to see anything.
That's why miracles don't happen anymore, because it's too easy to prove now.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
awesome.
No, the
now
more technology, the more technology, the less miracles, bro.
That's just how it works. That's the
magic. That's
the smart
magic.
Religious people will go like the technology is the miracle, and it's like, ooh, you're smart.
You know what it really is? It's the gaze. Leviticus, fucking. I'm telling you. Have you read Leviticus?
Yes, I have.
I love Leviticus.
You read Leviticus, and it says
I read
Bible,
Leviticus every night before I go to bed.
Holy God says too many gays, therefore less miracles.
That's not.
Thou saith the Lord.
No,
and you're my name is the Lord.
If you eat shrimp, I'm going to kill you.
Shellfish or and gays.
Shellfish and gays.
Nah, shellfish or crustacean. Nah, do not eat the scavengers of the earth or something.
Don't
like
go
that.
To the boiling crab in West Hollywood.
That's why you're not supposed to eat, to eat pork.
That is literally hell. That is the
apex hell
of West Hollywood. The freaking boiling crab in
the
WeHo.
Boiling crab in WeHo.
That is the worst place.
By the way,
that is damnation, bro. That is damnation.
I don't know.
I think there is. I don't eat crab, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Because I want to go to heaven, obviously.
I'm not a sinner.
You're not a degenerate. Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Anyway,
I don't eat crab, but what I do is I judge people constantly, even though I'm told not to by the Bible, because I want to go to heaven.
Sometimes you got to, man, we could spend all day.
Sometimes you got to look at a man dressed in a gimp suit on Alex Jones's show with Yoo-hoo and Annette talking in an Elmo voice, praising Hitler and asking if we could just take it easy on the Nazis. And then you have to be like, maybe I'll employ some judgment.
The idea of a modern black man being like, wait, guys, I think we're being a little too tough on the Nazis is wild. Now make that modern black man Kanye West, and the plot just gets the story. The timeline is starting to wild out, bro.
He got
the tweet.
I should mention also. Keep that tweet in your mind, whatever the hell you're thinking of.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
sure. I should mention that, and maybe we are talking about the same thing, actually.
I don't know.
But he tweeted after he went on Alex Jones, he tweeted he's banned from Twitter now, by the way. He's gone. So I can't actually see. I saw it live, so I can verify that it's real.
It's real. I saw it too as well.
But he tweeted a swastika mixed with a Star of David.
Yes.
And he said love or something.
Like no, gay 24 or something.
And then
shit.
Elon Musk was texting him. He was like, you're going too far, man.
he fucking, and the best thing Kanye replied with, who made you judge? And I'm like, he owns the fucking platform.
Like, yeah, he's literally like, I don't like him or agree with him really on most things at this point. I kind of think he's annoying. But he is the judge. Absolutely. you could disagree with him, but he's absolutely like he's the judge.
His.
I don't know, my 44 billies. I don't know. Maybe that.
I don't know, man. It is a wild fucking ride.
What makes it crazy is I think now what happens is right. The symbol of the swastika, right? It is it was taken and morphed from a Hindu symbol that means
everything
peace.
The Nazis had.
Everything
stole.
Is meat jock. They were just meat riding. They were just taking shit, stealing flows. They were copying flows, everything. But efficiently and aggressively. They were aggressively copying flows, right? Aggressively. They did what the Mongols did, but more aggressive. You know, they were just going hard no reason.
They copied his flow entirely.
Entirely, bro. They copied their flow off rip. They copied the Egyptian flow of attacking Jewish people entirely. These niggas ain't got no flow. Biderphobia, bro. Like that white guy made in that song. But there's a symbol. It's a Hindu symbol that in Bleach, if you watch the show Bleach or if you know anything about Hinduism, there's a symbol.
Here we go.
Shut up. That goes the opposite direction. That does mean peace and love. And the swastika, unfortunately, was a version of that that was just ruined. So I think Kanye might have thought. I think he might have thought in his mind. That he put that one up, but he's not smart enough to look at the symbols and be like, yo, that's the wrong one.
I think it makes
more sense that
saying,
he did the
don't
other
go
one
hard in the paint on Nazis, and then he's like,
I'm gonna go hard in the paint on the Nazis.
He clearly didn't think it was the Hindu peace symbol. He clearly meant it to be the Nazi symbol.
This guy's a, why would you put that up?
He probably doesn't even know about that.
That is, first and foremost.
No. If he just heard about Benjamin Netanyahu 2 weeks ago, he does not know.
Yeah, there's no way.
He does not know about that shit. This nigga's not cultured enough. This motherfucker, what's crazy is that, like, I'm just some black kid from upstate New York, right? I'm just some black human. I'm not really cultured. There's no reason
I should be more cultured
than Kanye West. There's no reason. There's no reason I should be more observant and culturally sad. This motherfucker travels the world regularly.
Chi-town, man. It's not that much different.
Yeah, you know what? There is a difference, too, in that we're internet people. We're internet age people.
No. Well before I be researching internet anything more than just like I go on here and I watch porn, then I turn it off and I go hang out with my friends, you know. Well before it meant anything to me, I was very aware of other cultures. I was like, oh, these people
Right, but you didn't know that the fucking different. You didn't know that the Nazis, you know, that symbol being appropriated isn't necessarily common knowledge unless you learned it in school or just decided to look it up. You know,
I learned it, but I learned it because I was around other cultures.
Yeah,
like I learned it because I was around people who were Hindu and stuff.
That makes sense.
Even though that's just true, like that they appropriated all this stuff, it's still it's forever tainted. I remember specifically.
Good. I thought you were about to give some praise. Like, they may have bit some shit, but at the same time, their flow was crazy.
Their flow. No, I just I was in high school and I bought a CD/MP3 player off of this dude, and he had stickers all over it. One, there was a big sticker of this Iron Cross. And then, like, I had known that I was like, all right, well, I know this was also stolen, like, you know, like, and then appropriated. It was, you know, and I was like, whatever. I know this dude isn't a fucking racist. He's Mexican. He's just whatever. He just probably thought it was cool, bought it in one of those. You put 25 cents in it, whatever. But I remember I had three different instances of people saying, like, oh, why do you have that Nazi shit on your thing? And I'm like, I have to scrape it off now. Like, it's just, it doesn't matter that you can't explain to every fucking person. That, oh, well, actually, back in 1400, King Yada Yada actually made these things before the Nazis ever existed, hundreds of years before. Like, they don't give a fuck. No one gives a fuck about that shit.
He also,
you get punched in the face, and you're like, well.
Pretty much.
I tried.
Shut the fuck up with that Nazi shit.
It's so funny, because when he was trying to defend Hitler or something, he was talking about, like, you're telling me the guy who invented highways never did anything good? And it's
and
like,
his microphone?
And it's, yeah, and it's like. Hitler didn't invent
Hitler
highways.
Didn't do it.
It wasn't
that
him.
Is such an insane. Like, I'm pretty sure the first highway. Because I remember learning this a long time ago. I'm pretty sure the first highway is like early 1900s. Very early.
He's thinking of the Autobahn. He's thinking of the.
Oh my god! What
Autobahn.
A fucking idiot!
What an absolute! What an absolute fucking twat, bro! Oh my god! What an absolute!
He's like,
He thought the Autobahn was the concept of high. That
yes.
is
what
a
yes.
moron.
He didn't think highways existed before the. Fucking
I feel like how
but see,
uneducated
some dumb
is
asshole
he?
Probably like see, I'm dude. Most of the shit that I see, because remember, if you look at Candace Owens' tweets and a lot of things that she said, one thing she said, Hitler was fine. He just went too far. And I'm like, the fact
what?
That you would
nigga,
fucking
what?
Say that is so stupid.
Why are people why are these black people saying these things? Why are these black people saying these
you
things?
You know what? I actually, can I say so? I have a little theory.
What?
And I'm not sure.
It can't be worse than what Candace Owens and Kanye said. So let's hear
I
it,
hear
Chris.
I don't even necessarily think this is true. It's just something. It's a thought that came across my mind. It's like, because Nick Fuentes is clearly responsible for a lot of this, right?
Sure.
Like he's, I mean, Candace Owens obviously plays a part as well.
Yeah.
But I think Nick Fuentes is definitely the reason why he's going hard in the paint on this shit.
You're right.
He's whispering shit into his ear. And you can see, like, during his interviews, like, Nick is, like, nodding and he's smiling. I wonder if he's trying, because he's a white supremacist. He literally is, like, objectively.
100%.
I wonder if he's trying to use this as
to
like
destroy
a
black the black culture.
No, I think he's trying to say, like, look at how easily I took one of the one of the biggest black artists
Holy
in the world
shit.
And got into his mind so easily.
I'm putting them in their place.
Yeah, that's probably too high of a praise for Nick Fuentes, because I don't think he's like that level of a mastermind. I think Milo's probably more that than anything else. But because he's so out of pocket that I'm trying to find an answer as to why this is happening. And I don't know if there is a single one. I think it's a lot of different things.
I want to talk to him so badly. That's what I even I was hoping that I could get some insider baseball. I talked to Chris Poole a little bit. And
oh, really?
He did. Oh my! This is really funny, because Chris tried to get him to come back to Tim Pool's podcast when he stormed out, and I can't believe Kanye said this, because he put this in quotes. He said this, and I quote: "He's like, I am never gonna back down from this. Like, just like you can never tell me that Taylor Swift's like album or music video was better than Beyonce's." That fucking reference from 2009. He still brought it up in 20.
There's no
he's
way that's
still bothered
real.
By that shit.
Is there some of him still like?
See, and why I believe it's real because Chris also sent me some behind the scene pictures, some stuff like before they got in the jet. He was like, I didn't ask for any of this shit. I basically was just like, I just laughed when I saw him in the reflection of the picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
and
funny.
Then we started chatting because I'm like, what? I didn't notice right away. I was like, what the fuck are you doing on that plane? I didn't know he was involved with all that shit, bro.
So well, I figured it was him because he posted it. Like, Tim Pool posted it, but, like, Tim Pool doesn't leave his comp. He doesn't leave.
Right, he never leaves
so,
his
like,
house ever.
He's not going to be on a plane. He always asks everybody to come to him, too. Like, it's like...
It's true. I think he has, like, something. Something's going on with that because he won't, like, he will not, no matter the, how big the guest or whatever the opportunity is, he won't leave.
Yeah, he's...
I think he went to Joe Rogan, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's literally...
That's part of the reason why, like, I mean, people have asked me to, because people bring it up. It's like, you should go on TimCast. And it's like, I don't want to fly to TimCat. Like, I just don't want to.
Where,
like,
is he at? Where is he located?
He's in, like,
New York
the,
somewhere, right?
He's in, like, West Bumfuck. He's in, like, Maryland or like, one of the, I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm not, like, I'm not, like, a Timstorian or anything. You know, like, I don't keep track of this.
Said that's, yeah.
Hey, yo,
whoa.
did you also notice at the TimCast just how fucked up the lighting was? Did you see that?
It's not great lighting in general.
Egregious for the amount of money that is put into that production, because they do have a lot of equipment.
Yeah.
The studio's all set up. He has a fairly decent staff. But this motherfucker was yellow and completely fucking washed out. And I'm like, what is happening?
I don't think their specialty is in that necessarily. It does, like, because they're clearly, I mean, even that setup is, like, he's got the gun and the sword and the guitar, and it's just like, what? It's so silly. I don't think it's a focus of theirs, but.
I mean, come on, man. But, I just feel like hire one guy to fix it.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I just thought it was funny. Like, when you look at it, he's just. It's just funny seeing somebody who is so successful. Like, when Kanye was on for, like, 20 minutes or whatever in Tim Pool's thing, the super chats, they infuriated me. Because, like, you ever notice that motherfuckers that don't need, like, say, go to, and this is no knock to PewDiePie, but it's just, like, you go to a PewDiePie stream, if you've ever gone to one, and motherfuckers are just dumping thousands of dollars at
PewDiePie,
him.
PewDiePie, like, thank you for existing. Here's $50. And this
I'm
is
like,
bro.
This nigga doesn't need a cent from you. Give it to me.
I'm sure he appreciates it, you know.
Yeah,
but
when it adds to that mound of money, chip away at his taxes,
I guess. You know, like, what the fuck?
When it adds to that mound of money that he doesn't even really probably pay attention to anymore because he has so much of it. You know,
I'm sure he sleeps on money at this point. He's just fucking like, I have no room. The bank doesn't even have room for digits anymore. They're like, dude, we can't. You got to start taking physical cash now. I don't know what to do.
Dude, I know you're Swiss. I know you guys. I know people come here and make accounts that are weird and shit. But bro, stop. Stop, bro.
So, I don't know. Anyway, all of this culminated with him getting banned on Twitter. And
which he deserves.
Let us predict what is going to happen next.
I can't. That's the thing, bro.
Well, see, I did speculate that he was going to be on Alex Jones soon. I was like, oh, he's got to go on Alex Jones now because where else is he going to go? Now I have no fucking idea. Now I'm like, okay, who else could there be? Alex Jones was the underground king of controversy. And who's...
Maybe... He has nowhere else to go, and maybe he'll do podcast appearances.
Stop. I can't talk to him anymore.
Let's get Kanye on the Snark Tank.
Kanye, we will let you.
If Kanye West comes on the Snark Tank,
we will let
and
you,
he starts
Kanye.
Landing, I'm going to freak the fuck out.
Kanye.
And I'm just going to start disrespecting
him. Kanye, I want to clip this.
Kanye, we will let you say fucking anything.
No,
say
we will not. There's
absolutely.
No way. This
there
is not. No way. There's
no, listen.
No
hold
way.
On.
There's
listen.
No
there
way.
Is Kanye West.
No
come
way.
Onto the Snark
no.
Tank. There
no
is nothing
way.
You cannot
no.
say.
No, there's
that
no,
you
there
are. You are
so
safe
much.
Here.
There's
we
so
got
much
snacks,
you can't say.
We got snacks.
We got snacks. And
look, we got
plenty of disguises for you. Plenty of masks. We won't.
Stop, guys.
You want to be in control of your narrative? We got you,
guys. Stop because it's possible. Stop.
Let's
stop.
Get him.
Stop.
Everybody
stop.
Tag Kanye wherever he's
this
on now. I don't know where he's
okay.
on. I think he's on Truth Social, actually, because he did say, and this lets me know that he is self-aware. He said, I have to stop letting Nick Fuentes tweet for me because the only platform I'm going to have left is Truth Social. And all of the tweets, because you, did you see all the tweets that Ye tweeted a bunch before he got suspended?
Oh, yeah. It was a bunch of Nick Fuentes' tweets.
Exactly. It was Nick Fuentes 100%. Especially that last one, let this be the last tweet, and it was Elon Musk shirtless getting sprayed. That was his last tweet. And then Elon Musk replied to it saying, "This is fine." I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and
is
then
this?
Banned him.
And then he banned him.
So what we didn't disclose is that we'll let him come on and say anything, and then we're gonna edit it like crazy.
Yeah, there's no fucking way.
It'll be if this ever happens, it'll be like we will have the true.
And you guys will never see.
And you guys will never know. It's just for us. And we're gonna cut it into all weird shit.
And it's gonna be crazy because it's gonna be a lot of me just yelling at Kanye West, just being furiously yelling at him.
If you yell at him, he'll leave immediately.
You guys can't have me on the episode. I just can't be on the episode then.
You just gotta pretend. Be an actor.
I'll cry. I'll be crying. You'll be like, "What's going on?" I'll be like, "I'm fine." So. What about the Nazis again? What'd you say, Mr. West?
Why are they so great? Why is Heinrich Himmler and why is Joseph Goebbels? Why is he so great?
He invented the Volkswagen.
It's like, oh, that's for sure.
We got so much good medicine because Joseph Goebbels was dicing up them twins. And then we learned.
What makes it crazy
is that me going into the medical field, I know better than most the very minuscule amount of benefits that they made for the world.
Dude, they fucking talking point is so
it is,
funny.
It is, but it, they it are, is, it is wildly over, it is wildly overstated that point. But
because they didn't have to care about people when they did tests on them. That's why they can advance science so far. We don't care about people. No, you can do whatever you fucking want.
That's a very real part of the people. It's like when people are like, wow, look at how fast they're able to build a hospital. And you remember when in China, during COVID, they were like, they built a hospital in 4 days. And it's like, yeah, because they don't have fucking human rights.
Bro.
What do you mean? Bro. Of course they built a hospital in 4 days. They're not getting paid. They're like being threatened.
They're not resting. There's probably a ton of people in that building that are part of it because they died while they were making it.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's like, oh, he's dead. We have three more bricks, I guess, because they just they compress people in the bricks.
Hey, didn't that like literally happen? Throw him in the soup, bro. Like, isn't that literally happening? Like Qatar, like,
oh yeah, Qatar's fucked.
Like, when they were building, it was Qatar. Is that the right country? I don't want to get.
Is
it
that
wrong,
where the World Cup is being right now?
The World Cup. Yeah, they're building World Cup stuff, and a bunch of people are just probably buried.
Oh,
in the 100%.
100%, bro. And so, but that's a pretty good point. Like, that's like, yeah, sure. There are some advancements that the Nazis, but of course, because they didn't have to care about like the ramifications
like
of what the fuck
like
they were doing.
Like cortical steroids, they're useful. They were invented by the Nazis because they could just fuck. They were like, oh, I'm just gonna inject you with this steroid. Or I'm going to spray this thing on your skin, or I'm going to burn you. I'm going to give you a chemical burn, and then spray this on your skin to see if it comes back.
For real. And by the way, this happens. There's a lot of stories in Britain and America as well about shit that they do, like, under lock and key.
Tuskegee.
Tuskegee. So, yeah.
Oh, my God, bro.
So just think about this. Imagine how much you could accomplish, if you just did not have morals. Probably an insane amount.
Dude,
but the reason you don't is because you are a good person and you understand what that means.
You're at least decent. The Nazis didn't have to be decent to these millions of people they didn't think deserved to be on the planet.
I need to say this because I didn't get this point across, and I hate that, like, that whole point that Kanye's trying to make and failing so hard that, oh, there's good in everybody. The thing that's so annoying about shit like that is that good is supposed to be the standard. It's supposed to be expected.
It is.
And so the whole thing is you're not supposed to fucking normalize monsters when they've done something good because they're fucking monsters. Like, you're supposed to do good shit. Fuck you for doing all this horrible stuff. So the fact that even people are trying to be like, well, there's good in everybody. Oh, even Hitler, like, fuck that motherfucker. You're expected to do good. You're expected to
the
do,
thing is
be
that
a
there's,
part of
there's the
society
potential
to
of
contribute.
Good. There's the potential of good in everyone, right? What happens is life takes us down various paths that fuck us.
Yeah, usually people get like fucking touched as a kid.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no one's. I don't think anybody's born.
I think the vast majority.
You're an empty
people
vessel, right?
I would say vast majority are born empty without anything that's going to predispose them to doing fuck shit. There are people that are just born scrambled, and unfortunately,
right.
They come out the womb
and stuff like that. Neurons misfiring,
okay.
Shit happens.
They're not okay.
But even that's like largely determined. That's arguable.
You can still teach someone to have those problems to be a better person. You know?
Right.
You can still do that.
Right. That's still nature versus nurture at the end, or nurture versus nature at the end. But like, I don't know. I think it's a weird. It's such a.
But like at the end of the day, don't say the Nazis were like good and you want to be one of them, Kanye West. Like, nigga, you made college dropout. And late registration and graduation. Who the fuck? Nigga, where is your mind at? That's not the same person.
It's the employment of nuance where it just doesn't need. Like, look, yeah, okay. I'm sure that there's a handful of Nazis, right? Back in World War II that were probably just like, this is where we live. I guess we're Nazis.
I feel like there were plenty. There are plenty.
I feel like there's a lot. That's why there are so many attempts made on Hitler's life. Like, I'm sure there's, like, it's not like inherently, right? I understand. But we are so far removed from the Nazi Party being anything that is normally, like no one's just like, yeah.
We're not in Austria in the 40s, you know? Yeah, we don't gotta say shit like that.
We live in the future where we have historical context. So it's like, if you are coming out and you're like, hey, I'm a Nazi in 2022, it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Why are you saying
that's
this?
That's so
to
insane.
Me?
He goes, like, me. I'm what, like a fucking 5-year-old. Me. I'm a Nazi. It's me. Rahm Emanuel, you going to fix Chicago? That's what he said.
I love that he started calling out Rahm Emanuel. Like, Rahm's probably like, what the fuck is happening right now? I'm just trying to fucking skip
Rahm Emanuel,
money off
by
the
top. Rahm Emanuel, by the way, also sucks. But it's like,
horrible.
That nigga, man.
But
horrible.
It's like
Rahm Emanuel.
It's like,
fuck
I don't
those,
know,
all
man.
Those guys, dude.
This is a cool.
Barack Obama brown people. It's like, yes, he did. But you're defending
that
Nazis.
That nigga poisoned so many people in
openly.
Flint, man.
Oh, my God.
This is some good water here. This is some good water, boy.
He's got an IV already in him. He's got an IV in his back.
That was so funny when he was pretending to drink the water.
No, he wasn't pretending. He drank it, but he got pumped with some tonic to fix him immediately.
If you look, you see like green like going through his veins immediately.
This motherfucker's becoming reptile, and you're like, wait a minute, do y'all see that? Y'all see him growing a tail?
Delicious. His fucking face is like.
Fucking gets distorted like a fucked up video on the fucking
Ebon's
world.
He looks like Akira.
Oh my, Tetsuo when he's transforming.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't
Hitler
know if
Hitler is sexy.
Yeah,
Hitler is beautiful.
Hitler's sexy. That's his next line of reasoning. Like, I don't know if there's really much more to say. We just wanted to cover it because
it was too good not to talk about.
It was too much, and we didn't want to wait too long. And we just did the Tim Pool thing. It would have been weird if we waited too long or just didn't touch on it at all.
For sure.
Yeah, so that's
we're not reading any names. We're not doing any of that bullshit.
Yeah, this is an example of extra stuff. Normally, by the way, like something like this would have totally been on a show. Like our extra episodes are going to be more like focused on a specific thing, maybe like a specific story. The most recent one that we did was based on the most recent God of War, and we just kind of like dedicated the whole conversation to God of War, and it was fun, but. This is an example of what's lying over the horizon for you if you choose to support us over at patreon.com/thesnarktank. We appreciate it greatly.
So we're going to put this on free feeds, but we need ideas for our newest episodes of our the things we're going to be doing more often. So we'll leave it to you guys to be the ones to help us out figuring these things out. So,
yeah,
you know, comment what we should talk about next, what we should just give a whole episode where we deep dive on, and we just go from there.
Yeah, give us some stuff because we want to do what you guys want to see, obviously.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's oh, side note, this is pretty dope. Purely just for me, though. Hardy LaBelle, who is like he's a game developer, instrumental in creating the multiplayer for Halo Combat Evolved, just liked one of my liked one of the videos that I posted about it like ages ago. I don't know how it came across as. His fucking field of vision, but that kind of proves that I'm totally right, by the way, about that as well. So
that's pretty dope.
I can't stop. Can't well, stop, won't go. Stop. Anyway, dope. Get out of here. Fuck you all.
Bye.
Come on the show, Kanye. Come on the show, Kanye.
Please. No.
Come on the show, Kanye. No.
You can have this mask, Kanye. It's one
of a dirt, Mr. West.
Come on the... Mr. West.
Hey. Mr. West.
How could one man support white power?
You know that I'm an SS.
Damn it. That was my hero, SS. Bro.
Take me down to Texas there with Alex Jones.
Oh, I should have
You'll be like my Aryan boy.
Aryan boy.
I'm an Aryan boy.